Okay, good morning. I hope you got some sleep.
Subha prabhat. Ani tapaile ramro sa sutnu bhayo hola bhanne asha gardachu.
Okay, better Johnny got some sleep. And we're thankful again for each of you that have come to the meeting this year.
अनि यस साल पनि यस संगतिहरुमा आउनु भएकाहरु मध्ये सबै प्रति हामी धन्यवादी छौं।
And we're thankful for Prajal's willingness to do all the translation.
अनि सबै अनुवादहरु गर्नलाई इच्छुक भएकोमा प्रज्वल प्रति पनि धन्यवादी छु।
And his servant attitude about these things.
अनि यी कुरा प्रति दासको हृदय भएको प्रति पनि।
We've seen him grow a lot.
हामीले उ धेरै बढेको देखेका छौं।
And growth comes by obedience.
अनि वृद्धि चाहिँ आज्ञाकारिताबाट आउँदछ।
And by a good church.
अनि असल मण्डलीबाट आउँदछ।
And by a good environment.
अनि असल वातावरणबाट आउँदछ।
And that has helped him grow tremendously.
अनि ती कुराले चाहिँ उसलाई अति नै बढ्न सहायता गरेको छ।
And it will help you grow.
अनि यी कुराले तपाईलाई पनि सहायता गर्नेछ।
And we're thankful for Pradesh.
हामी प्रदेश अंकलको लागि पनि धन्यवादी छौं।
Even though he cannot speak yet, hopefully he will speak tomorrow. But have much respect for him. And he's a good example. He left America. His brother's there, but he left America. And married a Nepali girl. Educating his children in a Christian education. And left Kathmandu. That's a big thing. He's not using Christianity to enrich himself. He has good Christian character. I remember one time, a few years ago, and we were talking about some computer software. And I said, well, there's a place down on New Road, you can get that.
अनि मैले भने न्यू रोडमा एउटा ठाउँ छ त्यहाँ गएर त्यो सफ्टवेयर पाउन सकिन्छ
and you know they sell this they're thieves you know they sell this they steal the software and make copies and sell it they're thieves
उनीहरू चाहिँ चोरहरू हुन् उनीहरूले त्यो सफ्टवेयरलाई कपी गर्छन् अनि त्यसलाई बेच्ने गर्छन्
it's owned by Microsoft or whoever but they steal it and sell it they don't give any money to Microsoft they take all the money for themselves
वास्तवमा त्यो सफ्टवेयरको स्वामित्व चाहिँ माइक्रोसफ्ट तिर छ तर यी मान्छेहरूले चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई पैसा दिदैनन् आफै पैसा लिन्छन्
stealing
त्यो चोर्ने काम हो त्यो
and he said no that's not right to buy that kind of software
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो होइन होइन त्यस्तो सफ्टवेयर किन्न चाहिँ ठीक होइन
I was amazed
म छक्क पनि
that's honesty
त्यो इमानदारीपना हो
and so we're thankful for him
त्यसैले हामी उहाँप्रति धन्यवादी छौँ
एन्ड आई एम थैंकफुल दैट ही इज माई फ्रेन्ड
म धन्यवादी छु किनभने उहाँ मेरो मित्र हुनुहुन्छ
डोन्ट फर्गेट योर सेल फोन्स अनि टर्न देम अफ
तपाईँका मोबाइल फोनहरू स्विच अफ गर्न नबिर्सिनुहोस्
Have you turned it totally off? Either totally off or on airplane mode so you don't have any contact with the outside world.
कि त तपाईँले यसलाई पुरै बन्द गर्नुपर्छ कि त पुरै एयरप्लेन मोडमा राख्नुपर्छ ताकि बाहिरको संसारसँग तपाईँको सम्पर्क नहोस् अहिले
God wants your full attention in this meeting.
अनि यस सभाहरूमा तपाईँको पुरा ध्यान परमेश्वर चाहनुहुन्छ
So what have you written down so far that you're going to do? Where you're going to change?
अब तपाईँहरूले आफैलाई के बदल्ने छु भन्ने कुराहरू मध्येमा के लेख्नु भयो
Something about the family?
केही कुरा परिवारको विषयमा
Something about your calling?
केही कुरा चाहिँ तपाईको बोलावटको विषयमा?
Something about how you're using your time?
केही कुरा चाहिँ कसरी तपाईले आफ्नो समय प्रयोग गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने विषयमा?
You need to change something, need to do something this week.
यस हप्ता तपाईले केही बदल्नु परेको छ, केही गर्नु परेको छ.
This morning I want us to turn to Malachi 3:6-12.
यस बिहान म मलाकी 3 अध्यायको 6 देखि 12 मा पल्टाउन चाहन्छु.
The last book in the New Testament.
नयाँ नियमको अन्तिम पुस्तक.
Sorry, Old Testament.
Maaf gonna spread any
What are you laughing about?
I think you were kidding me.
You aren't gonna correct me?
No.
Okay. Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 12.
Malachi 3 adhyayko 6 dekhi 12.
For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call ye blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts.
Malachi 3:6-12. किनभने म परम प्रभु हुँ म बदली हुँदिन यसैले हे याकुबका छोराहरू हो तिमीहरू नाश भएनौ तिमीहरूका पिता पुर्खाहरूका समयदेखि नै तिमीहरू मेरा नियमहरूबाट हटेका छौ र तिनलाई पालन गरेका छैनौ म कहाँ फर्क र म तिमीहरू कहाँ फर्कनेछु सेनाहरूको परमप्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ तर तिमीहरू भन्छौ हामी कुन कुरामा फर्कौँ के मानिसले परमेश्वरलाई लुट्छ र तैपनि तिमीहरूले मलाई लुटेका छौ तर तिमीहरू भन्छौ कुन कुरामा हामीले तपाईँलाई लुटेका छौँ दशौं अंशहरू र भेटीहरूमा तिमीहरू श्रापले श्रापित भएका छौ किनकि तिमीहरूले मलाई लुटेका छौ अँ यस सम्पूर्ण जातिले नै सबै दशौं अंशहरू भण्डार घरभित्र ल्याओ र मेरो भवनमा भोजन रहोस् अनि अब यसो गरेर मलाई जाँचेर हेर तिमीहरूका निम्ति स्वर्गका झ्यालहरू खोलेर म तिमीहरूमाथि ठाउँ नै नहुने गरी आशिष बर्साउँछु कि बर्साउँदिन सेनाहरूको परमप्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ अनि म तिमीहरूका निम्ति खाइदिनेलाई हप्काउनेछु र त्यसले तिमीहरूको जमिनको फल नाश गर्ने छैन न त बारीमा तिमीहरूको दाहको बोटले समय नपुग्दै आफ्नो फल झार्नेछ सेनाहरूको परमप्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ अनि सबै जातिहरूले तिमीहरूलाई धन्यका भन्नेछन् किनभने तिमीहरू एउटा प्रसन्न तुल्याउने देश हुनेछौ सेनाहरूको परमप्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ
Malachi was the last prophet before the coming of Christ.
Christ aunu bhanda agadi ko bhavishyavaktaharu madhye Malachi chai antim bhavishyavakta thie.
One of the first things you need to do to start learning the Bible is read the whole Bible through as quickly as you can.
Aba tapai le garnu parne kuraharu madhye euta kura chai ke ho bhane Bible purai padhne koshish garnu ra sakbhar chito Bible adhyayan garna sakne bannu.
You should read the Bible every year, but the first thing is read it as fast quickly as you can, get the whole Bible into your begin to get the whole Bible into your mind.
हुन त वर्षमा एक पटक बाइबल अध्ययन गर्ने उद्देश्य हुन्छ तर सकभर छिटो यसलाई चाहिँ पढेर भ्याउनुस् ताकि प्रचारहरू अनि शिक्षाहरू बुझ्न सक्ने हुनुस्
So it can start fitting together and you can start fitting the pieces together.
ताकि सबै कुराहरू अब तपाईको हृदयमा मिल्न थाल्छन् अनि शिक्षाहरू मिल्न थाल्छन्.
And when the preacher says, well, this happened over here, then you could say, oh yeah, I read about that.
अनि जब प्रचारकले भन्छ यहाँ यस्तो घटना घटेको थियो तपाईले भन्नुहुनेछ अँ मैले त्यो पढेको छु.
And you have the timeline in your mind.
तपाईको हृदयमा नै एउटा समयक्रम तालिका हुन्छ त्यहाँ
And Malachi was the last prophet and 400 years later Jesus came.
त्यसैले मलाकी चाहिँ अन्तिम भविष्यवक्ता थिए र 400 वर्षपछि ख्रीष्ट आउनुभयो.
And the temple had Babylon had destroyed the temple.
अनि बेबिलोनीहरूले मन्दिरलाई ध्वस्त पारिसकेका थिए.
And then 70 years later they had Nehemiah Ezra and Zerubbabel had rebuilt the temple.
अनि 70 वर्षपछि चाहिँ जरुबाबेल इज्राहरू मिलेर चाहिँ मन्दिरको पुनर्निर्माण गरेका थिए
And it was finished
अनि यो सिद्धिएको थियो
And they had a revival under Nehemiah
अनि नेहेमियाको अधीनतामा चाहिँ त्यहाँ एउटा पुनर्जागरण भएको
थियो. And the preaching of Haggai and Zechariah.
त्यो बेला हग्गई र जकरियाको प्रचार
गरे. Great prophets and they had a revival.
ठूला भविष्यवक्ताहरू र उनीहरूले त्यहाँ जागृति लिएर आएका थिए.
But now they're backslidden again.
अब उनीहरू फेरि पछि हटेका छन्.
It appears that the strong leaders are gone now.
अब यस्तो देखा पर्दछ कि बलियो प्रचारकहरू चाहिँ गइसकेका
छन्. So one more time God raises up a prophet to preach to these people.
त्यसैले परमेश्वरले अर्को एकपल्ट चाहिँ यी मानिसहरूलाई प्रचार गर्न भविष्यवक्ता खडा गर्नुहुन्छ.
And he's calling them to repentance.
अनि इनले चाहिँ तिनीहरूलाई पश्चातापको निम्ति
पुकारेका छन्. And they are backslidden.
उनीहरू पछि हटेका छन्.
But they don't believe it.
तर उनीहरू यो विश्वास गर्दैनन्.
Wherein?
कहाँ भन्दै
छ? God says you've said it. Wherein?
परमेश्वरले त भन्नुहुन्छ भन्छ तर कहाँ?
We've robbed me. Wherein?
मलाई लुटेका छ रे.
What have we done?
हामीले के गरेका छौ?
We don't have any problem.
हाम्रो केही समस्या छैन.
And so God is speaking to these people through his prophet.
त्यसैले यो अगमबक्ताद्वारा परमेश्वर आफ्ना जनहरूसँग बोल्दै
हुनुहुन्छ. And these sayings are not just for Israel. So many thousands of years ago.
अब यी कुराहरू चाहिँ खालि हजारौं वर्ष अगाडिको इस्रायलको लागि मात्र होइन.
The Bible says these sayings are for us today, 2018.
बाइबलले बताउँदछ कि सन 2074 सालमा पनि यी कुराहरू हाम्रा निम्ति लेखिएका हुन्.
Let's pray.
हामी प्रार्थना गरौँ. पिता धन्यवाद छ. यो सभामा पनि तपाईँको आशिष राखिदिनुहोस्. यो वचनमा आशिष राखिदिनुहोस् पिता. हरेकलाई वचन सुन्दा हुँदै आफैलाई जाँच्न र तपाईँको सामु इमान्दार हुन सहायता गरिदिनुहोस्. सिकाउन अनि सिक्न सबैलाई तपाईँको अनुग्रह राखिदिनुहोस् पिता. प्रार्थना गर्छौँ प्रभु येशूको नाममा.
आमेन. And this section begins with the pronouncement of God's faithfulness.
अब यो खण्ड चाहिँ परमेश्वरको विश्वासयोग्यताको घोषणा गर्दै सुरु हुँदछ.
That's why we began in verse 6 and not in verse 9 or verse 8.
त्यसैकारण हामीले 6 पदमा सुरु गर्यौं 8 अथवा 9 मा होइन.
I want to get the context and I want to see God.
म यहाँ सन्दर्भ देख्न चाहन्छु र परमेश्वरलाई हेर्न चाहन्छु.
That's the main thing we need to see. We need to see God.
हामीले देख्नुपर्ने मुख्य कुरा यही हो परमेश्वरलाई देख्नुपर्छ.
We need to begin and end with God when we're preaching.
त्यसैले प्रचार गर्दा परमेश्वरबाट सुरु गरेर परमेश्वरमै अन्त गर्नु पर्दछ.
I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
किनभने म परम प्रभु हुँ, म बदली हुँदिन. यसैले हे याकूबका छोराहरू हो, तिमीहरू नाश भएनौ.
We need to see God.
हामीले परमेश्वरलाई देख्नु
पर्छ. We don't need to see giving, we need to see God.
हामीले दिने कामलाई होइन परमेश्वरलाई देख्नु पर्दछ.
And if we see God and if we have a right relationship with God, then we will give because we will love him.
यदि हामी परमेश्वरलाई देख्छौं र उहाँसँग ठीक सम्बन्धमा हामी जिउँछौं भने हामी उहाँलाई दिने छौं र हामी उहाँलाई प्रेम गर्ने छौं.
We begin with God, his goodness, his grace.
हामी परमेश्वरबाट सुरु गर्दछौं उहाँको भलापन, उहाँको अनुग्रह.
And he's Jehovah. He said, I'm the Lord, I'm Jehovah.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो म यहोवा हुँ. त्यसैले उहाँ यहोवा हुनुहुन्छ.
The faithful God, the creator God.
विश्वासयोग्य परमेश्वर, सृष्टिकर्ता परमेश्वर.
The covenant keeping God.
करार पक्का गर्नुहुने परमेश्वर.
The merciful God, the savior.
कृपालु परमेश्वर, मुक्तिदाता.
The father.
पिता.
That's Jehovah.
यहोवा उहाँ नै हुनुहुन्छ.
The unchangeable God.
अपरिवर्तनीय परमेश्वर.
The one who speaks the word and his word is absolutely sure.
जसले शब्दहरू बोल्नुहुन्छ र उहाँको वचनहरू पक्का छन्.
The savior. That's why Israel was not destroyed because of her sin.
मुक्तिदाता. त्यसै कारण पापको कारणले पनि इस्रायलीहरू नाश भएका थिएनन्.
He said, I am the Lord, I change not.
उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ म परम प्रभु हुँ, म बदली हुँदिन.
And he made you.
अनि उहाँले तपाईँलाई पनि बनाउनु भयो.
That God made you.
सोही परमेश्वरले तपाईँलाई पनि बनाउनु भयो.
And he made you for him.
अनि उहाँले तपाईँलाई आफ्नो निम्ति बनाउनु भयो.
Colossians chapter 1, all things are made by him and for him.
कलसियको अध्यायले बताउँछ सबै कुरा उहाँद्वारा र उहाँका निम्ति बनाइएका
हुन्. You are made by him.
तपाईहरू उहाँद्वारा बनाइनु
भएको. You are made for him.
उहाँका निम्ति बनाइनु भएको.
And God uses this issue of giving as a test of their hearts.
अब परमेश्वरले उनीहरूको हृदयलाई जाँच्नलाई चाहिँ यो दिने कामद्वारा जाँच गर्नुहुँदछ.
They had broken many commandments.
उनीहरूले थुप्रै आज्ञाहरू उल्लङ्घन गरेका
थिए. But he picks this one out, this issue of tithing.
तर परमेश्वरले एउटा मामलालाई ल्याउनुहुन्छ दिने मामलालाई.
And how we use our money is a great test of our heart's condition.
अनि हाम्रो पैसालाई कसरी प्रयोग गर्छौं भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ हाम्रो हृदयको वास्तविक अवस्थाको जाँच हो.
And it's a test of our Christian character.
हाम्रो ख्रिस्टीय आचरणको जाँच हो यो.
And so we want to look at that this morning, some lessons about giving from this passage.
त्यसैले यो खण्डबाट दिने विषयमा आज यस बिहान हामी अध्ययन गर्न चाहन्छौं.
God says, first of all, God says, ye have robbed me. Verse 8. Rob me, that strong language. You have robbed me. The Bible is very plain speaking. Most preachers aren't, but the Bible is. And you see these preachers in the Bible, and they are very plain.
हामी बाइबलका यी प्रचारकहरू देख्दछौँ उनीहरू स्पष्ट छन्.
If the people they're talking to are thieves, they call them thieves.
यदि चोरहरूसँग कुरा गर्दैछन् भने उनीहरूलाई चोरहरू भनेर भन्छन्.
That's strong language. You've robbed me.
यो कडा वचन हो. तिमीहरूले मलाई लुटेका छौ.
The tithe belonged to the Lord.
दशौं अंश परमेश्वरको हो.
Leviticus 27:30.
लेवी 27 को 30.
And therefore to keep it for themselves was to rob God.
त्यसैले त्यो कुरा आफ्नै लागि राख्नु भनेको परमेश्वरलाई लुट्नु हो.
Tithing is an issue of honoring God. Tithing is giving 10% of your income to God.
दशौं अंश भनेको चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई आदर गर्ने कुरा हो. दशौं अंश भनेको तपाईँको आमदानीको 10% हो.
And it is an issue of honoring God.
तर यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई आदर गर्ने मामला हो.
Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with thy substance.
हितोपदेश 3:10 भनेको छ, तिम्रो सबै सम्पत्तिले परमप्रभुलाई आदर गर.
So God was getting to the heart of the problem that Israel had.
त्यसैले परमेश्वर चाहिँ इजरायलमा भएको समस्याको मुटुमा पुग्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
They did not love him.
उनीहरूले उहाँलाई प्रेम गर्दैनन्.
They did not honor him.
उनीहरूले उहाँलाई आदर गरेनन्.
That was the problem.
समस्या त्यो थियो.
In the time of spiritual revival, Israel loved to give.
जब आत्मिक जागरण भएको थियो, इजरायल चाहिँ दिन प्रेम मन पराउँथ्यो.
Look for a moment at 2 Chronicles 31.
एकैछिन दोस्रो इतिहास 31 अध्यायमा पल्टाउनुहोस्.
2 Chronicles 31, here's a revival time.
दोस्रो इतिहास 31 अध्याय, यहाँ चाहिँ धार्मिक सुधारको समय थियो.
And look at the difference.
अनि यहाँ भिन्नतालाई हेर्नुहोस्.
They were revived, they were loving God.
उनीहरूमा जागरण आएको थियो, परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्दै थिए उनीहरू.
2 Chronicles 31.
दोस्रो इतिहास 31 अध्याय.
Beginning in verse 5.
पाँच पदबाट सुरु गरेर.
Revival time under Hezekiah.
हिजकियाको अधीनतामा आएको यो धार्मिक सुधारको समय.
And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance, the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelled in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of holy things which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by heaps. Heaps in the third month began to lay the foundation of the heaps and finished them in the seventh month. Heaps. And when Hezekiah and the princes came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel.
पाँचपदेखि, अनि यो आज्ञा फैलिने बित्तिकै इजरायलीहरूले अन्न, दाखमध्य, तेल, मह, खेतबारीको सबै उब्जनीको पहिलो फल प्रशस्त गरी ल्याए. साथै प्रशस्त मात्रामा सबै थोकहरूको दशौं अंश पनि ल्याए. अनि यहुदाका शहरहरूमा बस्ने इसरायलीहरू र यहुदीहरूले पनि गाई बस्तु र भेडा बाख्राहरूको दशौं अंश र परमप्रभु आफ्ना परमेश्वरका निम्ति अर्पण गरिएका पवित्र थोकहरूको दशौं अंश ल्याए र थाक थाक लगाए. तेस्रो महिनामा उनीहरूले थाकहरू लगाउन सुरु गरे र सातौं महिनामा सिध्याए. अनि जब हिजकिया र शासकहरू आए र ती थाकहरू देखे, तब उनीहरूले परमप्रभुलाई र उहाँको प्रजा इसरायललाई धन्यवाद चढाए.
They were revived. They were loving God.
त्यहाँ धार्मिक सुधार आएको थियो. उनीहरू परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गर्दै थिए.
And they brought heaps and heaps and heaps. They had to build new rooms to store them.
अनि उनीहरूले थाक थाक ल्याउन थाले कि त्यो राख्नलाई नयाँ भण्डार घरहरू बनाउनु पर्यो.
And we want our people to learn how to give.
अनि हाम्रा जनहरूले पनि दिन सिकेको हामी चाहन्छौँ.
And that's why I'm preaching this message.
त्यसै कारण यो सन्देश आज म प्रचार गर्दैछु.
I want all of the church members to learn how to give.
हरेक मण्डली सदस्यले कसरी दिने हो त्यो सिकेको म चाहन्छु.
And to give a lot.
अनि प्रशस्त दिनलाई.
Not just tithe.
खाली दशौं अंश मात्र होइन.
But what God wants is our love.
तर परमेश्वरले के चाहनुहुन्छ भने हाम्रो प्रेम.
What he wants is our heart.
उहाँले हाम्रो हृदय चाहनुहुन्छ.
That's what he wants. And if we're giving just to get something, that is not what God wants.
हो त्यो कुरा उहाँले चाहनुहुन्छ. तर यदि हामी केही पाउनलाई दिइरहेका छौँ भने होइन प्रभु त्यो चाहनुहुँदैन.
That's not what God wants. That's a selfish heart.
त्यो प्रभुले चाहनु भएको त्यो होइन, त्यो त स्वार्थी हृदय हो.
That's a greedy heart.
त्यो त लोभी हृदय हो.
No, what God wants is a heart that is filled with love for Him.
होइन, परमेश्वरले के चाहनुहुन्छ भने यस्तो हृदय जो चाहिँ उहाँ प्रतिको प्रेमले भरिएको छ.
2 Corinthians 9:7, not grudgingly.
दोस्रो करिन्थी
are of necessity.
दोस्रो करिन्थी 9 को 7 मा भनेको छ, करमा परेर होइन.
For God loveth a cheerful giver. That's what God wants. That's what God wanted then. That's what God wants today. Robbing God. All unsaved people are God robbers. God robbers. Everything belongs to God. Everything. Everything you've ever seen belongs to God.
तपाईले अहिलेसम्म देख्नु भएको हरेक कुरा परमेश्वरको हो.
Everything you've ever touched belongs to God.
तपाईले अहिलेसम्म छुनु भएको हरेक कुरा परमेश्वरको हो.
You say, well, not my clothes, these are mine.
तपाईले भन्नुहुन्छ हैन मेरो कपडा त मेरो हो.
No, they're not.
होइन, तपाईको होइन.
They belong to God.
त्यो परमेश्वरको हो.
Psalm 24:1.
भजन संग्रह 24 अध्यायको एक पद.
You don't own anything.
कुनै पनि कुराको स्वामित्व तपाईको होइन.
You don't own anything.
कुनै पनि कुरा तपाईको स्वामित्वमा पर्दैन.
Nothing.
कुनै पनि कुरा पर्दैन.
Psalm 24:1.
भजन संग्रह 24 अध्यायको एक पद.
You don't own anything.
तपाईको आफ्नै स्वामित्वमा कुनै कुरा छैन.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein.
पृथ्वी र यसको भरपूरी परम प्रभुकै हुन्. संसार र यसमा बस्नेहरू पनि.
So what can you own since God owns everything?
अब सबै कुरा प्रभुको हो भने तपाईको चाहिँ के हो नि?
Well, I worked and I got that.
तपाईले भन्नुहोला हैन मैले काम गरेको छु मेरो हो त्यो.
Yeah, but who owns you?
हो तर तपाईँ चाहिँ कसको हो?
Who gave you that energy?
कसले तपाईलाई त्यो सामर्थ्य
दियो? Who gave you that mind?
कसले तपाईलाई त्यो मन?
Who gave you those legs?
कसले त्यो खुट्टाहरू दिनुभयो?
Who gave you those hands?
कसले त्यो हातहरू दिनुभयो?
Who owns you?
तपाईँ कसको हो?
The Bible says God owns everything. But that's the issue of tithing.
Bible le bataunchha sabai kura param prabhu kai hun ani dashamsha chai yesko mamla.
Colossians 1:16, all things were made by him and for him.
Colossians 1:16 sabai kura uha dwara banaiyeka hun ra uha ka nimti banaiyeka.
Psalm 139, he formed me in the womb.
Bhajan sangrah 139 adhyay uha le malai garbha ma rachnu bhayo.
Acts 17:25, he gives all life and breath and all things.
प्रेरित 17 को 25 उहाँले पो सबैलाई सास जीवन र सबै थोकेर दिनुहुन्छ.
He owns my soul.
मेरो प्राण उहाँको हो.
Ezekiel 18:4, all souls are mine, God says.
Ezekiel 18 को 4, सबै प्राणहरू मेरो हुन् परमप्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ.
Job 12:10, my soul is in his hand.
अयुब 12:10 मेरो आत्मा उहाँको हातमा छ.
Psalm 31:15, my times are in his hand.
भजन संग्रह 31 को 15 मेरा समयहरू उहाँको हातमा छ.
You don't own anything, nothing, absolutely nothing.
तपाईको आफ्नै स्वामित्वमा कुनै पनि कुरा छैनन्, केही पनि छैनन्.
God owns everything.
सब कुरा परमेश्वरको हो.
And therefore tithing and giving is an issue of honoring God, the God of all things, the God that owns all things.
त्यसैले दशौं अंश र दिने कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई आदर गर्नु हो, ती परमेश्वर जो सबै कुरा जसको हो.
And every unsaved person is a robber of God.
त्यसैले मुक्ति नपाएको हरेक जन परमेश्वरलाई लुट्नेहरू हो.
They are made in the image of God.
उनीहरू परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा बनाइएका छन्.
Made by God for God.
उनीहरू परमेश्वरद्वारा र परमेश्वरका
निम्ति बनाइएका छन्. They take what God gave them and they use it for themselves.
परमेश्वर दिनुभएको कुराहरू लिन्छन् र आफ्नो निम्ति प्रयोग गर्छन्.
They take the creation that God made and they use it for themselves.
प्रभुले सृष्टि गर्नुभएको कुराहरूलाई उनीहरू लिन्छन् र आफ्नो निम्ति प्रयोग गर्छन्.
They sit down to a beautiful meal and they don't even think about God.
उनीहरु सुन्दर खानाको अगाडि बस्छन् र परमेश्वरको बारेमा त विचारधारी गर्दैनन्.
That's idolatry. And every lost person is a robber of God.
त्यो मूर्ति पूजाहरु मुक्ति नपाएका हरेक व्यक्तिहरु परमेश्वरलाई लुट्नेहरु हुन्.
But God's people can be robbers.
तर परमेश्वरका जनहरु पनि लुट्नेहरु हुन सक्छन्.
God says bring you all the tithes.
परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ सबै दशमांश लिएर आओ.
All the tithes.
सबै दशमांशहरु.
Verse 10, bring ye all the tithes.
Malachi 3 ko 10, sabbai dashamansharu lera aau.
Under the law of Moses, there were actually at least two tithes.
Mosa ko byavastha antargat chai tyaha kamtima dui ta dashamansharu thiyo.
There was the tithe that went to the Levites in the temple.
Euta dashamansha thiyo jun chai Levi haru ra mandir haru ma pugthyo.
Numbers 18:21-24.
Ganti 18 ko 21 dekhi 24.
And then there was another tithe after that was given, that was used to for the poor and other things.
अनि त्यो अर्को त्यसपछि अर्को दशमांश हुन्थ्यो जुन चाहिँ गरिबहरुको लागि र अन्य कुराहरुको लागि प्रयोग गरिन्थ्यो.
I'm not going to have a study on the Old Testament tithing this morning.
अब पुरानो नियमको दशमांश बारे अध्ययन म गर्ने छैन अहिले.
But it is honoring God with the first fruits of all of your increase. That's what it is.
त्यसैले तर यो चाहिँ तपाईको उन्नतिको सबै कुराहरुको दशौं अंश प्रभुलाई दिएर उहाँलाई आदर गर्ने कुरा हो.
Proverbs 3:9, and it's what we're to teach our children.
हितोपदेश 3 को 9 यो कुरा त्यही हो जुन हामी नानीहरूलाई सिकाउँछौं.
Proverbs 3:9 is written a father to his children.
त्यसैले हितोपदेश 3 को 9 चाहिँ बुबाहरूले छोराहरूलाई लेखेको कुरा हो त्यो.
Honor the Lord
परमप्रभुलाई आदर
गर with the first fruits of all thine increase.
तिम्रो उब्जनीको सबै दशौं अंशले आदर गर.
And the more God prospers me, the more I should give.
जति प्रभुले मलाई सम्मुन्नत तुल्याउनुहुन्छ त्यति बढी म उहाँलाई दिदछु.
And honor him and give to his great business.
अनि उहाँलाई आदर गर्दै उहाँको ठूलो कामको लागि दिनु.
We see in verse 10 that they were to bring it all the tithes into the storehouse.
यहाँ 10 पदमा हामी देख्दछौं कि उनीहरूले सबै दशौं अंश चाहिँ भवनमा ल्याउनु घरभित्र ल्याउनु पर्थ्यो.
Into the storehouse.
यो भण्डार घरभित्र ल्याउनु पर्थ्यो.
And in the Old Testament that was the temple.
अनि पुरानो नियममा चाहिँ त्यो मन्दिरको कुरा
गरिन्थ्यो. And they had special rooms in the temple to keep the tithes.
अनि दशौं अंश राख्ने मन्दिरमा विशेष कोठा हुन्थ्यो.
And we read about that in 2 Chronicles 31:11-12.
अनि यो कुरा चाहिँ हामी दोस्रो इतिहास 11 र 12 मा हामी देख्दछौं.
And Nehemiah 10:38.
अनि नेहेमिया 3 अध्यायको
10:38. And today the storehouse is the church, the house of God is the church.
आज चाहिँ भण्डार घर बनेको चाहिँ नयाँ नियमको मण्डली हो.
In the first church they brought their gifts and put them at the feet of the apostles.
पहिलो मण्डलीमा ती व्यक्तिहरूले आफ्नो दानहरू ल्याएर प्रेरितहरूको पावामा राखिदिए.
And the church is God's house, the church is a storehouse, the church is the headquarters of God's business.
त्यसैले मण्डली चाहिँ परमेश्वरको घर हो, मण्डली भण्डार घर हो र मण्डली यो ठूलो कामको मुख्य केन्द्र कार्यालय
हो. And that's where we bring our offerings today.
त्यसै कारण हामीले हाम्रो भेटहरू आज ल्याउँदछौं.
And God said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house.
परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ सबै दशौं अंशहरू भण्डार घरभित्र ल्याऊ र मेरो भवनमा भोजन होस्.
Meat in my house.
मेरो भवनमा भोजन रहोस्.
That was the Old Testament temple in that situation.
Yes, paristhitima chai yo purano niyam ko mandir ko kura gareko.
And there God had business then.
Tyo bela chai tya parmeshwar ko kaam haru hune garthyo.
The Levites had a lot of business.
Levier ko thulo kaam haru tya hunthyo.
And they had to eat.
उनीहरूले खानु पर्थ्यो.
And they had to live.
उनीहरू जिउनु पर्थ्यो.
And there had to be offerings.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ भेटीहरू हुनु पर्थ्यो.
And there had to be firewood.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ काठहरू हुनु पर्थ्यो.
And they had to keep up the temple.
अनि उनीहरूले मन्दिरलाई त्यहाँ संरक्षण गर्नु पर्थ्यो.
It was glorious. Solomon's temple.
यो सुलेमानको मन्दिर चाहिँ महिमित मन्दिर थियो.
It's worth billions of dollars in today's money.
आजको हिसाबमा त खरबौ खरबौ रुपैयाँ पर्छ.
But it was of this world, therefore it was always needing repairs.
त्यसैले यो संसारको थियो तर त्यो चाहिँ त्यसै कारण त्यहाँ मर्मसम्हार गरिरहनु पर्थ्यो.
That was the meat in God's house then.
तर त्यो बेला चाहिँ परमेश्वरको घर थियो जहाँ भेट्ने गरिन्थ्यो.
Well, God has meat. There's a need for meat in God's house today.
त्यसैले आज पनि परमप्रभुको भवनमा भोजन रहनु पर्छ.
But there's a greater need in the New Testament church.
तर नयाँ नियम मण्डलीमा त्यो अझै बढी खाँचो कुरा गरिएको.
Because we have a greater work.
किनभने हाम्रो त्योभन्दा ठुलो काम छ.
Israel was not told to go into all the world to preach the gospel.
इजरायललाई सारा संसारमा गएर सुसमाचार प्रचार गर भनेको थियो.
They were a light to the world, but it was different.
उनीहरू संसारको लागि ज्योति थिए तर फरक थियो.
And we have been given great work.
तर हामीलाई ठुलो काम दिएको छ.
And we have a need for and we have many expenses for God's work.
परमेश्वरको कामको लागि हाम्रो थुप्रै खर्चहरू हुन्छ.
And that work, the needs are to be met by God's people.
अनि त्यो खाँचोहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरकै जनहरूद्वारा पूरा गरिनुपर्छ.
We have preachers to support.
हामीले त्यहाँ सहायता गर्नुपर्ने प्रचारकहरू छन्.
The Bible teaches us to support the preachers of the gospel.
बाइबलले बताउँछ सुसमाचारका प्रचारकहरूलाई हामीले सहायता गर्नुपर्छ.
And support the church leaders.
अनि मण्डलीको अगुवाहरूलाई सहायता गर्नुपर्छ.
1 Corinthians 9:14.
पहिलो कोरिन्थी 9 को 14मा.
1 Timothy 5:17 through 18.
पहिलो तिमोथी 5 को 17 र 18.
Titus 3:13 and 14.
Titus 3 को 13 र 14.
2 John 5:8. Look those up later.
तेस्रो योहन्ना 5 देखि 8 त्यो पछि हेर्नुहोस्.
Don't write those down. Look write them down and then look them up.
अहिले लेख्नुहोस् अनि पछि अध्ययन गर्नुहोस्.
And we're to support these men.
अनि हामीले चाहिँ यी मानिसहरूलाई सहायता गर्नुपर्छ.
And we're to support them. 1 Timothy 5 with double honor, those that labor, double honor.
अनि पहिलो तिमोथी 5 ले भन्छ उनीहरूलाई दुई गुणा आदर साथ
सहायता गर्नुपर्छ. We need to learn to take care of our preachers, our hard-working preachers.
हाम्रो कडा परिश्रम गर्ने प्रचारकहरूलाई सहायता गर्न हाम्रो हृदय
हुनुपर्छ. We want to learn that more and more.
त्यो अझै बढी बढी हामी सिक्नुपर्छ.
And those who go out and preach the gospel, start new churches, we want to take care of them.
जो व्यक्तिहरू बाहिर गएर नयाँ मण्डली सुरु गर्छ कसले उनीहरूको वास्ता गर्छ?
We want them to trust God.
उनीहरूले परमेश्वरमा भरोसा
गरेर चाहन्छ. We don't want them to look to man, we want them to look to God.
मानिसलाई होइन परमेश्वरलाई उनीहरूले हेरेको चाहन्छ.
Blessed is the man whose hope is in the Lord. भन्ने हो त्यो
मान्छे जसको आशा परमप्रभुमा
छ. The more your hope is in the Lord and the less your hope is in the man, the more blessed you are.
जति धेरै तपाईको भरोसा परमप्रभुमा हुन्छ र जति कम भरोसा मानिसमा हुन्छ त्यति नै आशीषित तपाई बन्नुहुन्छ.
That is from the preacher's side.
त्यो चाहिँ प्रचारकको पक्षबाट
कुरा हो. But from the church's side, God says, take care of them.
तर मण्डलीको पक्षबाट अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुभएको छ उनीहरूको वास्ता गर.
And there's church property to take care of.
अनि उनीहरू चाहिँ मण्डलीको सम्पत्ति हो जसको वास्ता
गर्नुपर्छ. And land to buy. अनि
हामीले सक्छौ भने त्यो जमिन हामीले किन्नु परेको
छ. And gospel literature.
अनि सुसमाचार पर्चाहरू छाप्नु परेको
छ. And transportation.
अनि यात्रा खर्चहरू हुन्छ.
And bible study material.
अनि बाइबल अध्ययन सामग्रीहरू.
And libraries.
अनि पुस्तकालयहरू.
And bible conferences.
अनि bible conferences.
And gospel trips.
अनि सुसमाचार यात्राहरू.
There's a big need in God's work today.
परमेश्वरको काममा त्यहाँ ठूलो खाँचो छ आज.
And God says bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there will be meat in my house.
अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ सबै दशौं अंश भण्डार घरभित्र ल्याओ ताकि मेरो भवनमा भोजन.
And that's our business.
अनि यो हाम्रो काम हो.
And then God says, prove me, prove me.
अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ मलाई जाँच, मलाई जाँच.
Prove me.
मलाई जाँच.
Prove God.
परमेश्वरलाई जाँच्ने.
God says it.
परमेश्वरले भन्नुभएको.
Prove me.
मलाई जाँच.
God's always in the blessing business.
परमेश्वर जहिले पनि आशिष दिने काममा रहिरहनुहुन्छ.
He doesn't need our money.
उहाँलाई हाम्रो पैसा चाहिँ
हैन. Could he possibly need?
उहाँलाई के चाहिँ चाहिन्छ होला?
Here Lord, here's some rupees.
प्रभु यहाँ केही रुपैयाँ छ.
Some rupees, Lord.
केही रुपैयाँ छ प्रभु.
Does God need that?
के परमेश्वरलाई यो चाहिन्छ होला र?
Doesn't need it.
उहाँलाई यो चाहिँदैन.
Prove me. God wants to bless.
मलाई जाँच. परमेश्वर आशिष दिन चाहनुहुन्छ.
God wants us to trust him.
हामीले उहाँमाथि भरोसा राखेको
God wants us to know him.
हामीले उहाँलाई चिनेको चाहनुहुन्छ.
God wants us to love him.
उहाँलाई प्रेम गरेको चाहनुहुन्छ.
He didn't make us to be slaves, he made us to love him.
हामी खालि यस्तो गर्ने होइन तर उहाँलाई प्रेम गर्ने बनाउनु भएको
छ. We're made in his image. He wants us to know him and love him. He wants to bless us.
हामीलाई उहाँको स्वरूपमा बनाउनु भएको उहाँलाई प्रेम गरेको उहाँलाई आदर गरेको चाहन्छ.
He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven. He said, start giving and see what happens.
उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ स्वर्गका झ्यालहरू म खोल्नेछु र हेर अब के हुनेछ.
And the flood will come, a blessing.
अब बाढी आउनेछ तर आशिषको.
Doesn't mean you will be rich.
यसको अर्थ तपाईँ धनी बन्नुहुनेछ भने होइन.
That might be the worst thing that could ever happen to you. Probably would be.
सायद त्यो तपाईँको जीवनमा हुन सक्ने सम्बन्ध खराब घटना हुनेछ.
Would probably destroy you.
यसले तपाईँलाई नाश गर्नेछ सायद.
If suddenly we were rich.
यदि अचानक हामी धनी बन्ने हो भने.
And it would probably destroy us, but blessing, blessing and blessing.
त्यसले त हामीलाई नाश गर्ला तर आशिष माथि आशिष.
Jesus promised that.
Yesuले त्यो प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभयो.
In Luke 6:38, given it shall be given unto you.
देऊ र तिमीहरूलाई दिइनेछ.
And Paul promised that in 2 Corinthians 9:6.
दोस्रो कोरिन्थी 9 को छमा पाउलले त्यो प्रतिज्ञा गरेका छन्.
And this is God's promise and God's desire and God's heart.
अनि यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञा हो, उहाँको इच्छा हो, उहाँको हृदय हो.
And many of God's saints have learned this.
अनि धेरै परमेश्वरका जनहरूले यो सिकेका छन्.
The man that started this company, Kraft.
Your Kraft, when a company started, what did you say?
Kraft company. It's the biggest food company in America today.
America, ma, as a your company, some of
the
thulo company.
Second biggest in the world, I think.
And he's bishomai said.
They're about that in Nepal.
Nepal, ma, say kieni.
And but the man that started that, James Kraft.
Jun manchile suru garek thi usko naam say James Kraft.
At age 29, he was selling cheese. He only had a horse and a buggy. The horse's name was Patty. We need to know that. And he's driving along with Patty and he was talking to Patty. I guess he didn't have many friends.
But
he was talking to his horse about his situation. And he said, Patty, our business is not doing very good. We need a partner. He was a Christian man. But he said, we need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Patty. We need to make God our business partner. So he may God his partner, not just to get rich.
So
he could honor God. And he could obey God and be honest. He was a member of a Baptist church in Chicago. He started giving his 25% of his money to God. And God gave him wisdom. He made a new invention. And he made an invention so you could put cheese in a can and it would keep and keep and keep. And they sent it to India. And they used it in the American army in war. And God blessed him and blessed him and blessed him. He gave 25% to God.
And
then there was another man. Mr. Colgate. Did you brush your teeth this morning?
Shriman Colgate. Ke tapaile brush garnu bhayo aaja bihana?
Well, there it is. Bought it at store, Kathmandu.
Yo Kathmandu ko euta pasal bata kineko.
William Colgate. And it was about the same kind of situation.
Ani usko pani paristhiti ustai thiyo.
But when he was a young man, he was on a boat and he was talking with the captain.
Ani jaba jawan manche hunda euta jahaz ma euta captain sanga kura garirahe thiyo, jahaz ko chalak sanga.
And the captain was saying, you know, everything comes from God. Why don't you make God your partner? And he said, be honest. He wanted to sell soap. Mr. Colgate wanted to sell soap. The other man was selling cheese.
Colgate sabun cheese.
And that captain was giving him good advice.
Captain,
he said, make God your partner. Be honest. Give a full pound of soap for the money.
Full pound.
If you sell a pound of soap, make sure it's a full pound.
Okay. And tithe.
That's what the boat captain advised him. He was also a member of a Baptist church in New York City.
At age 25.
And he started tithing 10%. And then 20%. And then 30%. And then 40%. And then 50%. And And there, that's one of the biggest companies in the world.
Okay.
God blessed him and blessed
him.
And he helped establish the American Baptist Bible Society. He loved to distribute Bibles. William Colgate, he gave 50%.
William Colgate, usle 50% diyeko thiyo.
And my time is up. And I'm going to finish this next time. Because I am going to keep the time.
Kina ma samay lai kayam rakhdachu.
I don't have to.
Maile garnu pardaina khas.
But I'm going to.
Tara ma estai garnechu.
When you're preaching, when you are preaching, there's a good rule. When you don't have a time limit. When you finish, the people should say, I wish he'd keep going. Instead of saying, I wish he'd stopped a long time ago. Okay, God bless you. Let's pray.